Hello, and welcome to the Four Dimension Diet. This is Bhagya Swani, inventor and curator of the world's first breakthrough diet protocol of the millennium. It's been an exciting journey after completing 10 knowledge sharing episodes of Four Dimension Diet, and equally, let me say it's very encouraging to notice that growing awareness to transform your body has been on the upswing. As I'm flooded with emails asking for details and workshops that I have curated. Thank you all for inspiring me to share the science of four-dimension diet and help each one of you out there to transform yourself as a yogi. Today, I'm going to share the deepest transformation secret of the last phase of the four-dimension diet, the 90-day yogic phase. Besides being esoteric, it's very inclusive and simple. That the simplicity blew me away. I was introduced to few real yogis in my life, and it always fascinated and intrigued me the way they lived, with glowing health at all times. Once I had been to the Kumaon ranges of Himalayas, where almost many ascetics and yogis meditate. They live far away from civilization, right on top of the hills, and find peace among caves and trees. I had the privilege to interact briefly with one such sage in Kumaon region, little ahead of Dwarhat in Uttaranchal. My curiosity to understand the secret behind their steely gaze, their countenance, and the body dynamics. So much of tranquility around them forced me into a conversation which lasted only about 90 seconds. Yeah. I queried, "Pray Guruji, what is the secret that most ascetics and sages tend to have with a solitary life?" In spite, few sages did live among societies like normal individuals. Quickly, he asked me to name them, testing my ignorance, honestly. He said, "Give me one such example and I will share with you my secret." Promptly, I said, "Sri Ram Charan Lahiri Mahasaya Maharaj, an exponent of Kriya Yoga, directly initiated by Sri Mahavatar Babaji. At this very area, known as Kukuchina, little ahead of Dwarhat again." For a moment, he was taken aback. And he was very quiet. The only piercing thing was his steely gaze, which penetrated me like an arrow. Then suddenly he laughed and said, "You mentioned the very name who is the living soul till now and guiding all the sages that live domestic lives." With that, he gave me only four words that he said, "You can decipher at your own leisure, as I can see your eagerness," and later vanished in the woods. These four words were Kriya Yoga, Mitahara, Pratyahara, and Sadhana. This answers in totality what you had asked for. Well, let me share about Kriya Yoga and Sadhana later. I did mention about Mitahara. It's meat ahara in 7th or 8th episode perhaps. It implies to a yogic diet. Food that is pure, fresh. Vegetables that are pure and fresh. Fruits that are fresh and seasonal. Seeds, millets and grains. Prepared and consumed immediately. The food not only nourishes you, your body, but also trillions of microbes that live in the gut. The fourth dimension diet is curated on the tenets of meat ahara as well. However, it's grounded in modern medical science. Let me share Pratyahara little later in this episode. If you have ever had a chance to participate in a satsang, either in person or on a YouTube, a simple message is being relayed to each one of us. Look within yourself to find all the answers that you seek. It has a deeper meaning to which our mind barely takes cognizance of. The fact that once you firm up to seek transformation, that itself is an indicator that your body consciousness is now nudging you to find answers and preparing itself to match your expectations. The inner engineering is geared up to accept whatever measures you would undertake to transform, however harsh or simple they may be. The ability to repose faith in our inner consciousness and the body is a big step towards transformation. This ability is mastered during the 3-day pranic phase, which is known as an induction ritual. Let's face it, the body that we have is a magical equipment that is made up of physics, chemistry, biology, electromagnetics, thermodynamics, electric impulses, liquid propellants, ballistic technology, reverse engineering, cosmic rays, flesh, blood, bones, sinews, ligaments, capillary, neurons, veins, organs, dense microcircuits, glands, nodes, skin, 5 sensory mechanics, 5 elements, 5 gases, and 7 sheaths over this body, including transponders, time lapse, circadian clock, and myriad of components that I don't think we can fill it up in this episode. Imagine your body taking up the cudgel and egging you to go for it. Take a plunge. It's been supporting you, nurturing you, and handling all your chores ever since you have embarked on the trek to transform over the last 31 days on the fourth dimension diet. Never did it give up on you, not even once. This should embolden you to go to the final phase and really strive to be a yogi. It's magical. All you need is a simple guided protocol that will lead you to unlock body's own potential to start reversing the ailments and afflictions. At fourth dimension diet, the protocol cultivates, builds, and curates new neuropathways that the body is in sync with at cellular level. And as you have gone through many transformations in the last 31 days on this program, you are on the threshold of creating a paradigm shift in your lifestyle from now onwards. The yogic phase 2 goes through numerous activation modules that will align all the channels in symmetry with a new gut ecology that is now teeming with healthy, robust, immune microbes pushing up your immunity to the top. The induction protocol unlocks body's own reservoir of healings and curing with a greater magnitude than any external or physical intervention could. At fourth dimension diet, we tend to hardwire the entire gamut of body circuitry along with the body consciousness, unleashing transformation protocol that throw up significant results rather very quickly. Yogi is an ultimate state one can attain in this lifetime. And I'm sure many of you would not give up the opportunity to be a yogi, right? Interpretation of yogic state can be viewed differently by each one of us, as we see this wearing different lenses. One sees as the mastery over meditation. Another sees as the tranquility and the balanced mind. At fourth dimension diet, we see the ultimate good that can be attained through simple, tenacious steps or phases that begin with rebooting the mind, body, and soul. So the saying goes, you are what you eat. We will decipher the gastronomical signs in the yogic phase. Peace, tranquility, and equilibrium of the mind and the body
is arrived at primarily through the diet that we eat to satiate the hunger. Technically correct. But I beg to differ hugely. It does not only satiate hunger of the body alone. Food that one eats supplies nutrition to the trillions of microbes, billions of cells that are totally dependent on one source that keeps them alive and kicking. Your mouth. What you feed them is what they eat. If you don't eat, they go fasting. All elementary channels of the body are also dependent on your first or primal function, to eat. It seems your diet has taken over the cognitive control of your body, when this information was revealed to me, I was stunned. And stunned beyond any sense. It took me a little while to decipher the meaning. In short, it meant that my diet is what controls the cognitive functions of my body, my mind, and my thoughts. Wow! If this is what it meant to me, it might mean to you maybe similarly or differently though. That a yogi has a master control over all the five cognitive senses and related elementary channels that are wired or tethered to the five senses and their protocols. Whether it urges, cravings, likings, all are controlled by a release switch that a yogi can put on or off at his will. This is the absolute saying that goes mind over the matter. It really sounds ethereal, but such is my journey. Full of deep ancient learning, knowledge and awareness that has catapulted me to this very state, where I am able to share this wonderful journey with you all out there. I will share a small experiment that I tried out with my predominant olfactory senses. More so, as a gourmet chef, I have my olfactory senses paired up, similar to a Labrador. Just imagine, now, a plate full of freshly made samosas and a plate full of freshly made kanda bhajiyas that you get at the street side vendor. It's kept in your cabin. A 10 by 12 or 10 by 15 or 12 by 15, whatever is the configuration of your cabin with air conditioning on. The food is now smelling good. It's a food that I have been eating since childhood. So I have developed a definitive olfactory system and I can identify the object blindfolded. It's almost like an extra cognitive function of my body. Please listen carefully. What ensues when your olfactory system is triggered by a dormant memory residing in your subconscious mind? The dormant memory surfaces and immediately conjures up the image corresponding to the object that you are smelling now. An image is flashed. The cascading effect of stimuli, the inner engineering, is signaled to the brain, which in turn sets in motion all commands to unleash the digestive mechanism which floods the mouth. And the entire digestive circuitry is set in motion. The organs, the glands, the wiring, the tubes, the digestive enzyme, the entire body is now prepared to welcome the samosa or the kanda bhajiya. And in the bargain, it keeps all the critical operations at the back burner. It focuses on the incoming meal. This is how my body reacted before I embarked on my journey of the four-dimension diet. So I guess even your body will react in a similar way. However, the yogi on the other hand has the capacity and the control mechanism to ignore and not to acknowledge the olfactory sign which might have the yogi panting for food as the digestive enzymes will wreak havoc on the stomach. and the gut. The gut lining with so much HCl released, bile release and other enzymes that have been unleashed, besides other hormones that support the entire ritual of eating to digestion. The body becomes acidic. This could be the first sign of the onset of GERD or maybe an acid reflux. And it takes over 6 to 8 hours for the body to assimilate the acids in the stomach. And if the body has the right amount of mucus released, it might save the inner walls of the stomach, which otherwise will stir up another syndrome like stomach ulcers. The four-dimension diet has gone through a series of upgradation in the process. To master the art of achieving the master control, it's not limited, but it's a wonderful tool that goes beyond the control mechanism. The switch could be achieved on completion of 121 days of the four-dimension diet protocol. During the yogic phase of 90 days, the body undergoes cognitive transformation and initiates series of protocols that help build neurotransmitters, neuron cells, creates new neuropathways to intervene at a critical moment and ensure that the body consciousness blocks the impulse or stimuli that triggers this unique signaling mechanism of the body. Thus, achieving and mastering the ability to control your urges. Now let's talk about pratyahara. A yogi always adopts the principle of pratyahara. It's a process of retracting sensory experiences from external objects and drawing within one's awareness. It's a self-extraction and abstraction. It's not about closing one's eye to sensory world. It's consciously closing one's mind and the process of the mind to the external sensory world. Pratyahara empowers one to stop being controlled by external sensory world. It perfects inner state from outside to inside, from outer sphere to inner. The art of hardwiring body consciousness to the master control switch is probably the most simple explanation. Patanjali's Yoga Sutra explains it more vividly. It's one of the components of Vairagya, Drishta Anushayika Vishaya. The mind gallops towards the world of five senses. If you just be quiet, close your eyes or open your eyes or do anything, where does your mind go? It goes toward the sense of sight. It follows the same route for the sense of smell, taste, sound, touch. Being distracted toward these alluring senses is the nature of the mind. And thus cravings for any of these experiences in the mind can prevent you from being in the present moment. To be able to consciously thought, all the advances made by the cognitive mind reflexes towards any of these sensory initiations. The true meaning that is interpreted by the fourth dimension diet is Vairagya is restricting your senses from such frivolous and lethal distractions or from the thirst for something back to its source for a few moments. Then you feel that however beautiful, it's not the time for it. That you're not interested in tasting it. Then as the neuropathways integrated with the body consciousness have cultivated the channel that plugs in the master control switch. It may be wonderful to touch or feel it at that time. Vairagya may be present for a few fleeting moments. The dispassion has to rise in your mind like a yogi. Pratyahara is a beautiful state for a yogi. It just takes him away from cognitive senses for longer duration of time. A life full of abundance, health. Hormones like dopamine, oxytocin and serotonin are flush and brimming to the brim, giving your mind, body a new lifestyle and a new reason to explore your newly acquired robust body. Find new comforts in this absolute state of a yogi. Folks, with this we come to an end of this episode. Do keep tuning in, keep listening. Life is one. Keep happy, keep healthy, and eat healthy. This is Bhagya Swani signing off the Fourth Dimension Diet.